Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Bulletproof Spirit, The Night Babylon Tried to Kill Peter Tosh. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. There's a moment in every prophet's life when Babylon tries to break them. Not with arguments, not with words, but with force. And for Peter Tosh, that moment came with boots, fists, rifles, and blood. It came in 1978, at the hands of the same system he'd been singing about for years. The same politicians he'd called out on stage. The same police who were supposed to protect the people. But that night, they weren't wearing badges. They were wearing intent. It started with a knock on the door. But Peter wasn't naive. He knew Babylon didn't knock unless it wanted to make an example out of someone. He had already been warned. The moment he stepped on stage at the One Love Peace concert and named names, told Michael Manley and Edward Sega that their piece was a lie, lit a spliff on stage, declared spiritual war on Babylon, he knew a line had been crossed. He wasn't just a musician anymore. He was a problem. And problems? Babylon tries to erase. They came late, told him he was being brought in for questioning. He knew what that meant. He could have run, but Peter didn't run. He lit a spliff, grabbed his Bible, and walked straight into the lion's mouth. Because the thing about prophets? They don't fear crucifixion. They expect it. The station was cold. Not in temperature, but in spirit. The kind of cold that lives in buildings where justice has been replaced with routine violence. They put him in a room. No cameras. No lawyers. No rights, just uniforms, and silence. Then the first punch came. No warning, just blood. Then another, and another. They beat him with batons, kicked him with boots, struck him with rifle butts. He remembered hearing a crack. His skull? His ribs? He couldn't tell. The pain was too loud, but he never screamed, never begged, never broke. He told me later. Me count every hit. Each one was a lie Babylon tell. Me bones broke. But me truth stayed whole. They thought they could silence him with suffering. But what they didn't know was that Peter had made peace with pain long ago. This wasn't the first time he'd been targeted. He was a Rasta in a country where dreadlocks were still treated like a crime. He'd been chased, beaten, mocked, denied. But this was different. This was deliberate. This was the state trying to send a message. Stay in your lane, singer boy. Stop making the poor think they have power. But Peter didn't just sing to the poor. He sang for them, as them. And you can't kill a man who's already given his life to the people. When they finally dumped him outside, bleeding and barely conscious, they expected silence. But silence was never Peter's language. He healed. He limped. He stood. And then, he spoke. To the press. To the streets. To the world. With his wounds still fresh, he walked back into the spotlight and held up his broken ribs like testimony. Look what they did to me, he said. Now tell me, who really need questioning? He could have disappeared after that. Let fear bury him. Let the violence teach him to stay quiet. But Peter wasn't made of fear. He was made of fire. And fire doesn't retreat. It spreads. He went into the studio that year and made Equal Rights burn harder. He sang, I am that I am, with a fury that shook the walls. He told the world that Jah was not sleeping, and that no baton could crush what was born of spirit. He began to speak even more bluntly about the system. He said the government had tried to kill him. Said it out loud. On air. Said the police were the attack dogs of Babylon. Said if they wanted him dead, they'd better aim for the soul, because the body was just a shell. He called himself bulletproof. And not because he wore a vest. Because truth made him untouchable. The people heard him. They watched this man, bloodied, battered, walk back into the light and say, I will not stop. And something in them shifted. They saw what resistance looked like. Not in protests or slogans, but in refusal. The refusal to bow. The refusal to be tamed. The refusal to die quietly. Peter Tosh was never afraid of death. He told me, when me die, me only dead to Babylon. But to dee people, me live forever. And now you hear his voice in the back of every uprising. You feel his presence in every youth who chooses truth over comfort. You see his face in murals painted in alleys Babylon forgot. He didn't survive that beating to prove his strength. He survived to prove Babylon's failure. because if a prophet's voice still echoes after the blood has dried, then Babylon has lost. So now I ask you, what would you do for truth? Would you bleed for it? Would you take the hits? Would you walk into the lion's den with your head high and your fists unclenched? Peter did. And because he did, we know what bulletproof spirit really means.